The Bert Show.
Wendy, this is about you.
Oh.
We're all in our meeting yesterday.
This is a huge
for Bert to return. Responsibility. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We're all in our meeting yesterday, and we're all sitting around. We do a meeting, and both Tracy, our producer Tracy, and Bert are both out today. So the meeting is just the four of us, and we're hanging out. So it's a little casual, a little more casual meeting, you know, without Tracy there to crack the whip.
That's why the Words with Friends game had commenced for part of the meeting.
Right. So we're all kind of kicking back and laughing and joking and going through our the next week's worth of shows and stuff. And all of a sudden, you could just see this look of panic on Wendy's face. Mm-hmm. And we all look at her, what's wrong? And
her color drained.
She had gotten a message on her iPhone, an email or Facebook or something from her Antichrist. And the Antichrist.
The dating Antichrist. You have to describe who this guy is.
The dating Antichrist. The theory behind the dating Antichrist is everybody has somebody in their life who just haunted them.
Well, and you're embarrassed by how you acted in that relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that's the main thing is that, and that's one of the things I want to express to Wendy about this too, is that in that relationship, in your dating Antichrist relationship, you don't trust yourself to make the right decision because you already feel humiliated by the manipulation that they have already done to you. And so we have talked about, for new Bert Show listeners, we've talked to Wendy about her dating Antichrist, and you've been broken up a while, right?
Yeah,
and
about two years.
Just to give you an example, and I hate that I do this to you, Melissa, but to give an example.
I'm not going to know, because Bert's not here. I'm not giving that example. You give an example of yours.
I don't have one.
I do.
Okay, go. What's yours?
I was in such a big fight with my dating Antichrist. I tried to get out of the car when we were fighting, and he drove forward with the door open and me halfway out the car.
And you, but you stayed with him, right?
Oh, yeah. We got back together after that.
You always stay with
them. That's usually how it happens. Mm-hmm.
They cheat on you. You stay with them. You know, like, they're the kind of people that it's when it's good, you know, it's like they're over-the-top romantic, but when it's bad, it's like a living hell. So.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy I dated. We broke up probably 2 years ago, but it was a year and a half long relationship. It was just an unhealthy relationship. It's where I first got introduced to diet pills. I was skinny. I didn't see my family at all. It was just a controlling relationship, not a good relationship to be in at all.
Because he commented on your weight all the time, right?
Oh, all the time. He would pick at my side and just, he was a gym rat. He would always be in the gym and talk about all the girls in the gym. But we literally were inseparable 24 hours a day. Like, I literally saw my mom and my sister, who I'm really close with, maybe once during the entire relationship.
What?
Oh, I was removed from friends. I lost a lot of friends. I had friends abandon me. And now I'm at a point where I've got friends and I've got good things going for me
and
my
life. And
you
and your mom are so close.
See your mom every week.
Oh, my mom and me have like our mom and daughter nights every Monday. We watch The Bachelorette. We have wine and just discuss our week. So I'm at a good place in my life. But this guy always keeps returning. And he's been out of the picture for like a year. I haven't spoken with him in a year, even though we've been broken up for 2 years. You know how you go. You just have a conversation here and there, here and there. But it's been a year, and then he's coming back into town, which I said a couple months ago. I found out from a mutual friend of ours that he was coming back in town, and I was expecting it, but I didn't expect him to contact me because I've blocked him on everything. My email, he doesn't have my phone number, he doesn't know where I live now. He knows where my mom lives right now, but he doesn't know where I live.
And here's why it's a panic situation. I was actually with Wendy the night that she found out he was coming back to town. We were all at a bar, and like I was on one side of the bar and she was on the other, and got word and immediately came over. I was like, oh my God, what's wrong, Wendy? And she said, you know, dating Antichrist is coming back to town. And I was like, oh, man, that sucks. And her first thing, she goes, I got to get into shape.
See, that's the comment I made about you not trusting yourself, because it can get to the point where you can be in the same room with the Antichrist and it not affect you. Like my dating Antichrist from years ago had moved out of state, and then she was back in town for a weekend visiting a mutual friend a few years ago. And of course, they decided to come to an appearance that I was hosting.
Oh.
But when I was at the appearance, I was able to go up, talk to her, welcome her to the event, and then say, y'all have a good time, and walk away. And I was unaffected. So you can get to that point. It's just, I think when you're in the middle of it, it's almost like you almost implode from the thought of them being around because you feel they have so much control over you.
I am kind of mad at the way I let it affect me yesterday, because literally I went into like instant anxiety attack. It seriously brought back every memory that I didn't want to have back in the moments I don't want back in my life. And I don't know why I reacted that way. And later on in the day, I was like, what am I doing? Like, why do I care that he's contacted me? I literally blocked him as soon as I got home to a computer where I could hit block.
You did? Good for you.
Good
yeah.
for
awesome.
You. And you didn't respond.
Well done.
There's
good for
no
you.
Response.
What
good.
Was in his message to you?
I mean, I can read you the message. Okay. I still have the message, but there's no way for me to find his Facebook anymore or for him good. To find me at all unless
awesome.
He emails another email that
so
I don't
proud
know
of
about.
You.
Good for you.
So it just says, "Hi, Wendy, just checking in to see if we can be friends. I know we both went through a lot. I would like to bury the hatchet since I know we will cross paths sometimes. I won't contact you again if I don't hear back from you," which he says all the time, and he still finds a way. He goes, "I hope all is well," which huh. is a manipulating
that
message.
That is, yeah.
That's the wolf in sheep's clothing right
and
there.
And let you know, we're going to cross paths, so...
And if that's a normal situation and a normal friend or whatever, then that's a good message. That's cool. But knowing what you know about him.
Mm-hmm, right.
Now, what you have to do is you have to... hey, Ashley.
Hey,
talk to Wendy.
Delete it. Ignore it. Mm-hmm. Let it go away, girl. Mm-hmm. You need to run the other way. Yep. Mine was 5 years long, my relationship, and the best thing I ever did was ignore him. And after 2 years of stalking me, he finally went away.
Mm-hmm. There is another side to it. And for anybody who's in their Antichrist relationship, it's never going to get better.
Nope.
I mean, it's not going to get better, so I might as well get out now.
Yeah, I just don't want him to just come out to wherever I'm at because he knows
it'll
I'm
happen.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's fine. You'll be fine.
And you just got to be prepared
mm-hmm.
for it. And you've got to.
Be fine.
And without Melissa, but you got the phone number to everybody in this room. Melissa doesn't answer her phone. But
if you text me, I'll respond.
Yeah, but if you feel compelled to like pick
or
up the phone.
Or message me on Words with Friends, I'll definitely respond.
Or respond,
yeah.
call
Your
one of us.
Your next words on Words with Friends will be Antichrist.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How many points is that?
None.
Yeah, but you got to steer clear. You got to and
you're doing
you,
good though.
And you
got
to reach out if you start to feel the need. If you start to feel compelled to interact,
we're your sponsors.
Yeah, get to one of us, and we'll
yes.
talk you down.
Yeah.
We will tape your hands behind your back so you can't do it. We will tie you up. We'll
Please.
Lock you in a closet.
The Bert Show. Get it? The Bert Show.
I'm curious if there is anybody listening today that, not exactly sure how to phrase this, I think sort of blew their wedding proposal.
Uh-huh.
You know, based on what Jen told us this morning, she'll go into the story here. I guess what I'm looking for is a dude that was getting ready to propose to you, but you guys got into such a nasty fight that he had to either put it off or he broke up or you broke up right before the engagement happened, because mm-hmm. it's almost happened to Jen this weekend. 1-877-588-BERT, which is BERT, 1-877-588-2378.
Yeah, so my boyfriend proposed to me this weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But he and I were in a huge argument all the way up until he said, "Will you marry
he
me?"
He wasn't. An argument indicates that two people are participating in it.
That's
if,
true.
If
I was
both
just
not
mad.
Yes.
I was just mad, mad, mad because he had changed our plans. And I thought we were going to be in the North Georgia Mountains enjoying some time together. Instead, we started running errands and doing things that he had to do on his to-do list. And I was like, all right, I guess it's okay. And then he
and
told me
one
we had
of those
to go,
things was get engaged.
Right? No, but he told me that we had to go to a work event of his. And I was furious. I'm like, wait a second. I woke up today thinking we were going to go hiking, and now I'm going to some work event, some stupid thing that I don't even want to go to with some people I don't even know. Like, and I was just mad. So you're right, Jeff. It wasn't an argument. Mm. I was, and he was just like, please go
you're
with me.
You're pitching a fit.
It's really important mm-hmm. to me. And I was.
I believe the word you're looking for is bitchy.
I was. And I was digging in my heels. I was like, this is ridiculous. I am so mad that this is happening. So we were in a big, I was having a big tiff, a big fight. Not really fight, but like I was just really mad that that's what we were doing instead of spending time together doing what I wanted to do. And so I guess I could have potentially ruined it.
He could have had this big epiphany like, well, if she's going to get upset about something like this, then I just don't want to be married to this girl.
He even said to me, because he proposed at the High Museum, he said to me on the way down there, he said, well, do you still want to be with me? And
aww.
I go, of course, I'm just mad at you right now.
But what if you'd said something different?
I know.
Sure if you're going to change it around on me like that. Okay. We're not going to the High.
The phone lines are lit up with people that basically did the same thing, and I'll take those in a second. But I'm curious again, like as soon as he gets down on the one knee and you look back and there he is and you know what's happening, do you like instantly like flashback over the last 3 hours to everything that you said and how nasty you were?
No, I still didn't even get it. Like, it was still so, I was so surprised. I was so confused. I still thought we were there for a work thing, and he just was doing it on the side of that. Like, I just, my mind was not wrapped around exactly what was happening at the moment.
So like, you're like,
I really
oh,
was
I
not.
Can't.
Oh my God.
What
moment.
If you got mad at him again, thinking, oh, is this how you're going to do it? Now we're going to go see your students, but you're going to propose to me now?
Exactly. I was so confused. So confused, and not in the moment at all.
So the question we're asking today, because Jen, her boyfriend, now fiance, just proposed in this beautifully exquisite way, but changed their plans along the way. And Jen was upset because they had plans and she really was kind of biatchy to him for hours and hours and hours and almost totally blew the proposal.
I take it not a very spontaneous person.
Me?
Yeah.
No. I wanted to go on and be in the mountains hiking and enjoying the outdoors.
I'd be the same way.
She's
though.
Still
Instead,
annoyed about it.
He was telling me we were going to some work thing. I'm like, what? No, we're not going to some work thing.
Here's Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer. You are on the Burke Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I totally blew my proposal, but looking back, I'm not entirely upset that I did.
Okay. Okay. What happened?
We had been together for about 2.5-3 years, and I've been sitting here, and my mom actually asked, you know, why are you so upset? Why are you so mad? And my sister cut in, and she says, well, because she's waiting for him to propose. It's been 3 years. And so what ended up happening was when we were talking about, you know, weddings and things like that, and I was getting excited and saying, okay, here it is. It's finally going to happen. He said, yeah, it'll be great. You can quit school. You'll never have to work. You know, you can lose about 30 pounds, and then you'd be the perfect trophy wife. Oh, my gosh. You can come to all my events, and you can even sing at my dinners. And he was already starting to tell me who to hang out with, who wasn't worth hanging out with, and how to spend my money, how to spend every day of my life. He called once when I was out to dinner with a friend and reduced me to a sobbing mass of tears because I wasn't there at the computer right when he needed me. So finally I was like, I just threw it all back at him and said, you know what, I am sick and tired of this. I am a person too. I'm not just a trophy. And apparently that blew a 4 or 5 carat diamond platinum engagement ring that he tried to lure me back with.
But you guys did break up in the long run,
anyway, right?
We did. We did. He told me that I totally blew the proposal, and I said, you know what? I really don't care at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's a happy ending.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
It's a totally
that didn't
happy
happen.
Ending.
Yeah.
Hey, who's going to be the first one, you or Superman, in a fight to say, God, you know what? It never should have even, we never even should have gotten engaged.
You mean like after a big fight in a couple of years or something like that?
I can't
don't do
imagine
it.
That.
I should have paid attention to you in the car on the way to the Time Museum and pushed you out.
1-877-588-BERT, BERT. 1-877-588-2378. Hey, Tabitha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. How are you today?
I'm much better this week than I was last week. Jen, yep. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I almost did the same exact thing.
No. What'd you do?
We went out of town, and I said, okay, maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. But the day before, I was just sitting around moping like, you know what, I'm done. I've been here 5 years. I've been the great woman, and I'm fed up. So I called him at work and told him, I'm not going to be your living girl anymore. You're not getting the cow. I am a cow. I am the cow who's getting given the milk away for free.
Uh-huh.
And I was just letting him have it. And he just sat there cool as a cucumber like, you know what, it's okay. I understand. You're right. And the very next day, right before I get ready to go to sleep, I mean, no sexy pajamas, hair all wrapped up and stuff, and he said, you know what, I love you, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And he finally asked the question. I just sat there looking like a cartoon character, stupefied.
Now, did he have all that stuff planned out already, or did he have that epiphany when you said that?
Oh, no, he had it out. And actually, the day that I was letting him have it, he was, I guess, at the jeweler, having everything in, getting the ring signed.
Oh,
and everything.
No. He's standing there at the store, like, getting it all fixed. Oh.
One of the very few stories you'll ever hear from a woman actually referring to herself as a cow.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
Hey, John, good morning. You are on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Okay.
Good.
Jen, congratulations.
Thank you.
So I got a buddy, he goes to, UF, and, him and his girlfriend have been dating for about 8 years now, and, they have a house on one of the islands out by Boca Grande. And he called me about maybe a year before. He was thinking about just trying to get some ideas and get it ready and thought about. And he planned it so that he was going to have a white chair sitting out on the point right at sunset just to ask. And he had the ring on a shell that was in the middle of the chair. And they took a long walk down the beach right at sunset, hand in hand, really romantic. And he got down on one knee and asked the question, and she said, I love it, I love you so much, but there's something that you need to know.
Oh, no.
And turns out that she'd been cheating on him with one of his good buddies for about a year and a half.
Oh, well, no. Good thing she said it before.
She told him then, yeah. Yep.
So
at that point, they go their separate ways?
At that point, he immediately took her across in his boat to her car and
said,
have a good life.
Wow. Talk about an emotional high.
I thought that was going to go is he put the ring on a shell on the chair and the tide came in.
That's what I thought. He's going to lose it.
Hey, but Don, luckily that didn't happen. She was only cheating on him.
Right. Don, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Oh, good morning, Burt Show. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Jen.
Thank you very much.
I almost totally screwed up my engagement to my now husband. We'll be married 5 years this Friday.
Congrats.
But I started an apartment fire.
No.
And I burned my foot, and my husband and I had been dating for 2 years long distance. He was in California, I was in Georgia. And he had to fly out to take care of me, and he had planned this elaborate Labor Day weekend for us to go on a trip where he was going to propose to me in Central Park.
And
I totally screwed it up. No, he had to come and take care of me. He actually proposed to me while I was on the couch, all drugged up from taking medicine for this burned foot of mine. And I was coming out of one of my comatose naps. And he said, you know, we've been friends since we were 16. And now we're getting in. I love you so much. So will you marry me? And I was like, no. Because I was looking crazy.
Don't do it now. No.
And he was saying, are you telling me no? I was like, I mean, yes, but no. So, yeah, that was good.
That's almost like an opportunity for a do-over moment later on in life, you know? Like,
I know.
All right, let me do this the right way.
It was terrible.
All right, thanks, Don.
Guys.
Appreciate it. Congratulations, Jen Hobby.
Yay! Thank you very much.
Jen Hobby.
You're on The Burt Show. Listen, it's The Burt Show.
Funny from Jeff this weekend. He was almost convinced that Jen Hobby was engaged.
Yeah, I got a text message from Jessica, who was, and I didn't know this until after the fact, but she was in Arizona this weekend with two girlfriends, and there's a new resort out there. So if you book a resort in Arizona at this time of year, this is actually their off season because it's so freaking hot.
Nobody would go to Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a vacation.
So she loves it.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah. She goes to Arizona to stay in the air conditioning.
It's 109.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat.
I don't get it, but she loves it. So I didn't know this at the time, but they were out there hanging out by the pool, drinking Patron, chilled Patron shots. Mm-hmm. And so I get a text message from Jessica, and it was like, hope you're having a good afternoon, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then the last line is Jen Hobby engaged? So I get it like an hour later, which who knows how many Patron chats later that is for them, or 2 hours later. And I write back, everything's cool. Why do you ask about Jen? And then she wrote back but didn't respond to that. And then I wrote back again, why are you asking about Jen? Then I didn't hear from her for like 4 hours. So
wait a second.
So
I think it had more to do with the Patron.
I had no idea that she was drinking Patron. So then I'm like, what does she know that I don't?
She passed out.
Yeah, she's asleep. Sunburned except for the outline of a shot glass in her hand.
She's like the dude at the end of The Hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, and P.S., I think I killed someone. And then doesn't answer for 4 hours.
Right.
Right.
So, I looked up Jen's Twitter thing. Like, I tried to call Jen. I sent her a BlackBerry Messenger. I'm like,
then it drove you nuts. She was like, why does Jessica know when I don't know?
Yeah. And then so I kept, you know, and finally, like, fast forward 12 hours, you know, and sobriety hits. And I'd say to Jessica, like, why were you asking? She goes, oh, I don't know. I think I was just, you know, we were drinking Patron all day and we were talking about people who, you know, were dating and Jen's name came up and I just confused myself. And I'm like,
well, we give Jen
back
all the time, so, you know.
So what's the answer, Jen?
Actually, Jessica was absolutely right.
What?
What?
I got engaged this weekend.
What?
Jessica was absolutely right.
Wait, what?
Shut the hell up.
No,
what?
You're not. No way.
What the?
Are you kidding?
No. Shut up.
Are
you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. I was going to wait and tell you guys at 7, but
okay,
Jay,
hold on a sec. For those of you, wait a sec. For those of you that rejoined us in Nashville, you missed the first part of this conversation where Jeff was just saying that he got a couple of text messages from his wife in Arizona saying, did Jen Hobby, co-host on the show here, get engaged this weekend? And Jeff was going back and forth with his wife going, don't be ridiculous. And Jessica said, oh, it must have been the Patron shot. And Jen just told us. And she did. She got engaged this weekend. Shut up.
Give me the ring.
That is so cool. I
want to
see it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's a real ring and stuff, I think. Here, give me some to scratch this again.
Oh, dude, we got a lot of ground to cover here.
I know. I need the story.
I was going to tell you guys when you hit the 7 o'clock entertainment buzz bed, I was going to surprise you with it, but I was getting so nervous with Jeff talking about this rumor. Bert's like, oh, we got to talk about that rumor on the air.
Was Jessica seriously just had a...
Well, let's take Jessica out of it for one second
and talk to her.
Focus on Jen and find out how this all happened.
It's not about you not knowing.
Well, I'm just wondering.
What's going to really rip him is that Melissa knew before I knew.
Oh, no. Jeff will never recover from that. So where do you start?
I know. Go.
It was like the biggest surprise of my life. Like so surprised. So, okay. Where do I even start? Yeah, it was the craziest, most awesome weekend ever. We were supposed to be going, because I did do that dinner on Friday night, and my car did die on Friday, but that is the last plans I knew about my weekend. And I thought that we were going to my boyfriend's cabin in the North Georgia Mountains on Saturday. And then Saturday morning, he cancels plans. He says he has too much to do, too much to get done. And I was like, really bummed, because I was like, I thought we were going to go hike to a waterfall or whatever, you know? So no, cancels plans. He's like, we have to run errands all day. I'm like, oh, great. So I'm already kind of ticked off. And then he says that we have to go to an event for his work at the High Museum. And I was like, really mad, because I'm like, wait a second. We're supposed to be at the cabin enjoying time one-on-one together, and now you're dragging me to a work event?
If you can't stick to a plan, maybe this isn't going to work.
I was like, no. I go, that is not what I want to do on a Saturday afternoon, is go to a work event for you, whatever. He's like, please, please, he's begging me. We got into the biggest argument we have ever been in our entire relationship.
Oh, no.
Humongous argument.
Really?
To the point where I was like almost cursing in the car and told him I did not want to go. We're pulling into the High Museum, which, by the way, is the place where we had our first date. And we're pulling into the High Museum. And I said, I can't fake it in front of your work people. I've got to go take a walk. I was like, I'm just going to go for a walk.
Are you kidding me?
Oh. I go, you just go do your work thing. I am going for a walk. And he was like begging me. He's like, please come with me. And I had no idea why. This was so important. So I am mad. Now, I guess I have to explain a little bit more. The reason why he got me there was because he's a high school principal and works with students. And so he was telling me he had to get me there because there was a student exhibit of art that I needed to go to. So we're waiting in the lobby for the student. And I literally, my body language is arms crossed, so mad.
So you think you're waiting for one of his kids?
Yes. So one of the students, does walk in, and I put on a happy face and meet her. And I meet the supposed art teacher that's all excited about the exhibit. I'm like, great. When is this going to be over with so we can get back to our running errand Saturday? And I'm not supposed to even be here, you know. So so then we go to the third floor of the High Museum. And there was this moment on our first date where he finally relaxed and I finally relaxed. And we started really having fun. And it was in front of this piece of art called Green Curve. Don't know why. It was contemporary art. There's a bench in front of it. That was the moment we first started having fun on our first date. So he tries to take me into that room.
Oh, no.
And I go, I cannot believe we are back here under these circumstances.
Oh, no.
First of all, every step in the
and
way.
I was like, and second of all, no, I don't want to go in that room with you. I am so mad at you right now. And he's like, please, 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 please come in here.
Thank you.
Pulls me in there. And you know how they have little cards on the wall, where you can pull out information about the art?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, come over here, come over here. And I was like, no, I don't want to go.
Jen.
I was digging in my heels. I was being so mad.
So every step of the way, you're just snotty the whole time.
I was ticked. So mad at him. I mean, I was really not very nice at all. So we go and he points to the little place where the paper is, where you can read about the art. And he was like, do you remember what this is all about? And I was like, no, I don't want to remember what this is all about. I don't want to even be in this room right now under these circumstances. And he's like, just look. So I look over and there's a picture of us in the insert. And I was like, wait a second. And I turned back around and he was on one knee with the ring. And he said, will you marry me? And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I've been so mad at you all day.
Oh, no.
So anyway, so he says, so do you say yes? And I was like, yes, whatever. So we sit down for a second. And then the student and the teacher and some of his best friends come out of the woodwork. Apparently there was an audience of people that had been around.
Was somebody like videotaping it from a corner?
Did they
know
about it?
Yeah, that knew about it. Because some of his friends had gotten there early to be able to put the card in the... in the little holder, and they kept telling people, because people kept pulling it out to see it, and mm-hmm. they kept telling people, no, leave it there. This is what is about to happen. The curators were in on it, like the whole like Hyde Museum staff like knew what was going
Get
on.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool. So of course,
and for those that don't know, the Hyde Museum is like, it's one of the most famous museums in Atlanta.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Yes, so I'm, of course, like crying like crazy. I'm like, I'm going to need to get it together because I just went from being the most mad at you ever to the most happy ever. Like, I almost like didn't even... get it even then that he was, that's what was happening. Like, I still thought we had a high school art exhibit to go to. Like, I was just so confused.
And when you were referring to your first date, you were talking about the week before last.
Right, because it's happened pretty fast.
Hey, let's get Joanna on the phone.
And so anyway, so the best part is that we walked downstairs and the art student really was an art student, but a former art student who now does a lot of art. She had done a painting inspired, you know, that he gave her, like sort of our story. And she gave us a painting, which was really, really beautiful.
So
cool.
Totally specific. And then he was like, well, let's go to the restaurant, because that's what we did on our first date. He's like, let's go to the restaurant and have a glass of wine.
You're like, I hate that restaurant.
I'm like, okay, yes, that sounds great. We'll calm down. So I go in the restaurant. I like go to the bathroom because I'm like trying to pull it together. I'm an ugly crier. So I was like trying to, you know, woo, put a little makeup back on, like get it together. Okay, get it together. Woo, okay, this is all happening. I'm good. I'm in a good mood now. I'm not mad at him. More mad at him than I've ever been in my life. So I'm like, okay, got it. So we're walking in the restaurant. We walk into the back and my parents are sitting there.
Oh, get out of here.
Stop it.
And that's awesome.
His mom is there and his brother and sister-in-law are all sitting there at a table. So I lose it all
that's
over
awesome.
Again. I'm like
cool.
crying all over again. So it was so cool. The whole family's there. So I sit down. I finally, whew, okay, pull it together again. So excited or whatever. And in walks my brother and his girlfriend, Mary, from New York City.
So you've got the whole family there to celebrate
my
it.
My entire
awesome.
Family.
That's
weekend.
Cool.
So fantastic.
It was absolutely incredible. Oh, my God. It was just like the best weekend ever.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Jen.
He did it good.
Yes.
He did it good. He did it great. Now you have to answer to Jeff, though, because Melissa found out about it before.
Yeah,
I know. I knew about this a while ago.
You did?
Were
you in on some of the planning?
Yes.
You were.
Because
not
the specific planning, but I was in on making sure that weekend was clear. So I was playing defense in case the Burt Show decided to do anything on this weekend.
Oh, and have
gotcha.
Some banner.
Oh.
So was Jessica just psychic, or did she somehow hear it from somebody?
I mean, I've told all my best friends.
Okay.
And so they probably told
somebody
Jessica.
Somebody texted. Okay.
Probably told
and
Jessica.
And she was
I didn't want some of my best friends to find out on the radio.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was talking to lots of people yesterday.
Okay. But Katie and I all this week, especially on Saturday, were like, is it, do you think? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Unbelievable.
My parents are still in town. And they're like, okay, we're going to be listening at 7.
So, and then Jeff had to ruin everything.
Well, keeping in the spirit of the romantic, you know, love between you and, can we say his name now?
Yeah.
Mr. Jen Hobby. You'll be pleased to know that Jessica and I got an argument about the fact that she wasn't telling me how she knew that you
She's the ball
got engaged this weekend. So cool. Way to keep the argument, you know, love going.
Congratulations. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That's
Thank you.
Jen.
Thank you.
This is The Burt Show. This is The Bert Show.
BrandSmart has been hooking up The Bert Show and Q100 all week with $1,500 gift certificates, because we have a whole stack of them. Yes. And we are passing them along to deserving dads.
Because it's Father's Day weekend.
We found these deserving dads by asking our junior listeners, like Emily, to write us a letter about their dad. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Good.
How old are you?
Right now?
11.
11.
Fantastic. And what grade are you in?
I'm going to sixth grade.
All right.
Oh, middle school starts next year. That's awesome. Are you excited?
Nice.
Yes.
Awesome.
What school are you going into?
Wander Barrow.
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
So Emily sent us a letter and said, hey, you know what? You got to know about my dad because he's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping to get her hands on one of these $1,500 BrandSmart gift certificates. Well, you got one. Dad's hooked up. So, but the rule is, we're going to get him on the phone here in a few minutes, and the rule is, you can't tell him that you got it from us. You have to tell him you saved your allowance ever since you were four.
Right, so you can't tell him on air about it. You give it to him in person, and that way, you got it. You know what I'm saying?
And the reality is, I think it's three $500 gift certificates, so keep one for yourself.
No, don't do that. Give them all
to
your dad.
No, just give him $1,000.
He's worth it, right?
And then just beg
I'll
him
keep
for
one
something.
Of them.
There you go. See, that's my
See, Emily's smart. See?
She's like, I'm going into sixth grade. I need some electronics, people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you need new laptop. You can't go into sixth grade without like a brand new laptop, iPod, all that stuff. It's totally
going to get
hooked
up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's all about school. It's all about the education. So it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. So for Father's Day, we have asked Bert Show Junior listeners to join the show and read letters to their dad, and we would reward them with cool prizes they can pass along to dad. And we are joined by 11-year-old Emily. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Are you nervous to read your letter?
Yes.
You
really?
Are?
Really?
Don't be nervous.
You don't seem nervous at all.
You'll be fine. If you,
you'll do great.
If you mess up, Melissa pinches you, so just do that part over.
Emily's looking, really?
We'll
see.
I get pinched a lot.
We'll see if you mess up.
What's your dad's name?
Jason.
Hey, Jason.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. This is the Bert Show.
Hey.
Good, good.
And you're on the radio.
Well, all right, then.
Guess who's sitting in for Bert today?
I don't know.
Her name's Emily.
Emily? My daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, she's sitting right here.
Say hi.
Hey, Emily. Is she online?
Yeah, yeah. You can say hi to him.
Hello.
Hey, Emily. What are you doing, girl?
Nothing.
Filling in for Bert?
Well, there you go. Filling in for Bert. We'll just make sure you get paid, okay?
Okay. That's a good dad.
Smart dad. That's
hey, Jason, you know what Sunday is, right?
It's Father's Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're expecting great things from your daughter, but I bet she's going to blow you away right now.
Well, I get great things from them all the time.
Well, we asked her to write a letter about why you're so special, and she did. Yes, and because she's filling in for Bert, she can do whatever she wants, and she said she wants to read it to you on the radio.
Well, that's great. She gets to do what she wants to here, so I don't see why it should change.
She's shaking her head no. I don't think she believes that. That's not completely true, Emily?
No,
not at all. All right, well, Emily, it's the microphone is yours. Talk to your dad and read him the letter that you sent in to us earlier this week.
Okay. It says, Dear Daddy, I think you are the best daddy in the whole world because of what you do for us. You take care of us and make sure we are safe. But on this day, you are very special, and no one can make it more special than you. You play with us, and you make it feel like I am a real chef in the kitchen with you. You decide to go back to school to get a better job. I am proud of you for doing this. This means we get to spend a lot of time with you. Now you make sure we get to school on time and that we get to all of our practices when mom is at work. This has got to be hard because we go a lot of places, but you do this for us. Thank you for everything you have done and what you will do for us. I love you. Love, Minnie.
That is so sweet. I love you too, sweetie. Oh, I love you too. That is wonderful.
That's probably the best
Emily. Father's Day gift yet, right?
That is the best one I've ever had and probably ever have.
Well, the good news, Jason, is because she's taking Bert's place, y'all got plenty of money now. I mean, Bert's loaded. filthy rich.
Even, that's a plus. We'll take it.
Yeah, even one day of pay is going to set the average person up for years. So you're all hooked up. So, Jason, congratulations on having such a great daughter. Yeah. You did an awesome job, Emily.
Happy Father's Day.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank y'all very much. That's wonderful.
Hey,
thank you, Emily. I love you.
We're going to stack Emily up with a whole bunch of really cool Father's Day prizes to bring home for you, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.
Cool.
You're welcome.
Want to say bye to your dad on the radio?
Bye, Daddy.
Bye, sweetie. Love you. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
It's the Bert Show.